Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
But we're getting ready here for Draft Daily and getting ready to talk a little bit of Jets. What are they going to do inside the top 10, taking a little stab at number 7? Feels like quarterback could still be on the table here. I know they went out, they got Justin Fields, but it does. It feels like in some capacity it could be going. And what better way to figure out what the Jets are going to be doing than going out to the Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He covers the team for Jets Confidential. He's Dan Leberfeld, and he joins us now. Dan, how's it going?
Good, Jake. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. I'll start things off, Dan. I got to ask you, Justin Fields is in there. Now, I like Justin Fields a lot, partially because I think Chicago sort of put him in a bad spot, and partially because, well, I'm an Ohio State fan. I live in Cleveland, okay? It's just the way that things go. How are we feeling in New York with Justin Fields being your quarterback heading into 2025?
Well, I think a lot of the fans are excited. They like the shiny new toy. I think they believe what you are saying as far as that narrative that he wasn't handled that well in Chicago, which was the place he spent 3 of his 4 NFL seasons last year, in Pittsburgh, and started 6 games last year. But I think the feeling is, electrifying skill set with the rocket arm and the world-class speed. And not only that, as you know, he's a big guy. He's not like a small speedster. He's 6'3", you're probably about 217 pounds. So size, speed, big arm. I think the fans are excited. But that 14-30 lifetime record, even if you're not dealt the best hand, causes a little cause for concern.
Yeah, I could most definitely see that. And if we're talking close for concern as we look towards the draft here, any chance that the Jets are looking either in the first or the second round and quarterback is a legitimate option there?
I don't think so. I think, with Fields being 26 and they think they can resurrect his career and, he's still a player that has room for growth, I don't think they're going to go there in the first round. They have too many other needs. They have Tyrod Taylor as an insurance policy to Justin Fields. I'm not saying Tyrod Taylor is going to take you to the promised land, but he is 28 and 28 as a starter, so you can win half your games with him. So I think they'll take a flyer on a quarterback later in the draft, but I think they just have too many holes to fill. They could use Mason Graham out of Michigan. They needed a run-stopping defensive tackle. That was a problem for them last year. Maybe they go with the Missouri tackle. They could use a bookend tackle to go opposite Olu Fashanu. So I don't think quarterback at 7 is going to happen.
As we look around, as I've talked to several different people across a bunch of different teams in the NFL during this segment, Dan, I've struggled to find fan bases really probably outside the top 4 that have fallen in love with a single player leading into the draft. Have Jets fans fallen in love with anybody at 7, or is it just kind of in a wait and see in a split, almost split fan base mode?
Yeah, well, one name I should have brought up was Tyler Warren, a guy you know well from the Big Ten conference as far as Penn State, and he's just a guy that, when you have a quarterback like Justin Fields, who isn't necessarily going to go through all his progressions all the time, he's more of a first or second read kind of guy, what a great security blanket is to have. Let's say Garrett Wilson's the first read. He's not open. you have a guy like Tyler Warren sneak off the line for an easy throw. You saw that a lot with Cole Kmet with the Chicago Bears. So maybe seven's a little high for Tyler Warren, but you saw a lot of him in conference play. He's a special player. So you hear a lot of Tyler Warren talk with Jeff Van.
Very interesting. I mean, I can't say a negative word about Tyler Warren. I'll tell you that much. Not fun to play against. So if Jets fans are looking at Tyler Warren, could definitely be fun. At number seven, it's a fun spot to draft, obviously. A couple of guys that could fall. You mentioned Mason Graham would be a fun guy to have there. Is there any chance you see the Jets moving either up or down within that first round?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to move up with a new head coach and a new GM. Usually when that's the case, you look at a stockpile. You know, you're not moving up because you're one player away, because you're early on in a reboot. So I don't see them moving up, but I could see them moving back if some team is in love with Shedeur Sanders or somebody else and they want to move up to seven. I definitely could see the Jets moving back and stockpiling more picks.
Dan Leberfeld of Jets Confidential with us here on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I did want to pick your brain a little bit because as a Browns fan, Aaron Rodgers is not the talk of the town, but definitely in the rearview mirror as you look at the Pittsburgh Steelers. What can you tell me is a Browns fan that might be looking and going and seeing a team twice a year that's playing with Aaron Rodgers after seeing what went down with him last year in a year where he was healthy?
Well, I think he can still play. Now, you know, he maybe doesn't run as well as he used to, but what he does that's so important, because he was never a big runner like a Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson. That was never his game. He still got the ability in the pocket to move around, sense the rush, create time to make a throw after there's a little pressure. He's got a good feel for that. He can still make all the throws. Hey, he had 28 touchdowns. Passes last year, the same as Josh Allen, and more than Jalen Hurts, who was the Super Bowl MVP. So he can absolutely still play. I just think that when you look at the supporting cast, that's an important thing now, because there were years in Green Bay where maybe the special teams were bad, or the defense wasn't great, or the offensive line wasn't great. He was one of those guys that could put the team on his back and help them overcome shortcomings. I don't think he's that guy anymore. He needs more of a supporting cast. So if he gets that in Pittsburgh, the offensive line plays well, the defense, you know, plays vintage Pittsburgh defense, you can still win a lot of games with Aaron Rodgers.
At the end of his term, because obviously, I mean, you go through the injury year one, the second year doesn't go the way that I'm sure Jets fans wanted it to, but Aaron still played relatively well. Was the fan base about ready to move on from Aaron, or was there almost a disconnect between what the team wanted to do versus what the fan base was desiring there?
Yeah, there was definitely a divide there, you know, based on just monitoring social media and reading the tea leaves with the fans. They were very happy with him, the way he finished up the season. Early on, it was a little rough, and he had some injuries. Got a little healthier at the end of the year, and he played some of his best football. The final game against Miami, he threw four touchdown passes. So I got the sense that a lot of fans wanted him back, but I don't think that he took a little bit of a shot at the owner. Who survives that in the NFL as a player when he said, you know, it'd be strange to have a 17-year-old decide.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Looks like Dan's breaking up. There we go. You lost you for a second there, Dan. Could you repeat there? I got everything basically up until the disconnect with the owner there and the taking a shot.
Yeah, when Aaron made the comment about Brick Johnson, the 17-year-old son of the owner, when Aaron said, maybe I'm Mac, weird to have a 17-year-old decide on your future. I think that's kind of the end of the road right there. How many people take a shot at the owner's son, let alone the owner, and survive that? So I think that was kind of Aaron maybe saying to the Jets, get me out of here. You don't insult the owner's son.
Yeah, you definitely don't get away with that. If we know anything about NFL owners, that's not one that you get away with. Definitely not in the slightest. Dan, I'm going to get you one more here and then get you out of here. Every time at the end of these, I have everyone plant their flag. Jets come up on the clock at 7. If you had to put your money on it, what's the name on the card when they turn it in?
With the defensive tackle from Michigan, Mason Grant.
All right. I like it. Dan, I appreciate you setting aside the time, sitting down and talking with us. And hopefully, come draft time, both of our teams can leave on day one with a smile on our face.
Okay, Jake. Always a pleasure to be on with you guys. Have a good night.
Yep. Appreciate you a ton, Dan. Again, Dan Leberfeld joining us there on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline of Jets Confidential.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.